Okay. So, Papa, I heard that you have a couple of dreams, and I'm pretty sure you would like to share it. And, yeah, so I would like to share it with the audience. What did you dream last night?
Wow. They were really special. Really special. The first dream I had, I went to a friend that I know very well in England, and I recognized their house where they raised their children. It was, you know, like their, the first house they ever had, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't there anymore, of course. They had moved on, and their kids had grown and stuff. But anyway, so I went back to the old house, the original house. And I was expecting to see a little farm, you know, sheep, and like they used to have it. And it was all kind of grown up in weeds.
All right.
But it still had their family name that they made out of metal, you know, like over the driveway where they pull a car in.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I'm looking around and I'm thinking, oh yeah, they're not here. This is like, you know, 40 years later. Of course they wouldn't be here. But I saw their name, but in England, it was like there were all these, and even in their yard, all these Taoist, Buddhist, like it was like a special, like they've made like a special cemetery outside of the weeds.
Okay.
So they had like the Shiva with all the arms, that's Hindu.
Yeah.
And it was like Buddhist and Hindu signs and symbols, like all over the place. And I realized, oh my gosh, even this graveyard has been here for a while. So a lot of people who are like Buddhist and Hindu were living in England.
Mm.
And I didn't see any British people, didn't hear any British people. All I saw were our Oriental brothers and sisters who had been living on that land already. And so much so that they'd grown old and died and been buried in their cemeteries. And it was like, it was England, but it was like being somewhere like in, I don't know, like India or China, you know, kind of a mix.
Mm. So you were 100% sure that in that dream, you believe you were in England, right?
I knew it. I could feel it. I could smell it. I know their house. I know their yard. I know their kids. I know how that house was.
Mm.
And I was surprised to show up and they weren't there. And the whole land not only had the people changed, the people groups changed.
Yeah.
But it was very, very green.
It was green.
It was green. And you could not recognize England like it looks on a map. But wow. I knew I was in England, but the whole earth, nothing. I could not see anything like a globe of the earth. I couldn't tell what any country was. Everything looked so different.
So what you're telling me and what I'm understanding is that, did you see it from like an aerial point of view, if I
yeah,
may
I
ask?
Yeah, I saw it both ways. I saw it, you know, straight up, it was all around me. And then there's, when I have dreams, they kind of zoom in.
Mm, yeah.
But then they zoom way out, like you can see the curve of the earth. Even from an airplane, sometimes you can get high enough that you can kind of make out certain countries or landscape changing or whatever. So yeah, I saw it in both ways.
Wow.
Both up close. I was standing right there, you know, even the cemetery was starting concrete, like a concrete slab, and where they used to burn little candles for the population and the people had changed. But what gave me hope was everything was so green. It was like the new earth.
Wow.
It really was like the new earth, like the thousand-year reign, the millennium. What we're going to go into is amazing. So that was the first dream.
Okay, well, so far, what do you get from that first dream before we get into the second dream? Like, what is the impression that it put on you? Like it probably has a hidden meaning in it, is what I'm saying. And I want to know if the Lord has revealed it to you in any way.
The Lord knows that children's books and youth channels and things like that really speak to me because I can understand. It's very simple. And so he speaks to me in simple ways. If I have dreams, they're very simple and usually very short. So as far as hidden meanings and stuff, you guys pray about it, and the Lord may speak 20 different ways to 20 different heart dwellers out there.
Wow. Yeah, you guys could probably understand that dream. It's probably a mystery dream. So,
are you interested in what we call a segue, which is like a little joiner between what? Sometimes you'll have one dream, and you know, just a little short something, and it'll go into a second dream.
Yeah, I think we're ready for the second one. What else do you have in your pocket?
Yeah, well, the first one was good news. It was all, the earth had changed totally. The equator, everything. I mean, where we live in these mountains of the United States, you know, America, it was so totally different. Split right down the middle, and you know, waters would rise. I'm telling you, it's true. The hills, kind of what it looked like. It looked like everything was starting to grow back to the point of they need to trim those weeds. Cut them back a little bit. Yeah, but the people weren't in the Orient countries. They were in America. They were in England.
So are you seeing the second dream? Is this the dream you had?
It leads into the second dream. Now, this does not concern any race, creed, color, or ethnicity, you know, any of that. It simply concerns America. And after this great waterway, I mean, the waters from the glaciers and the waters from the oceans heating and rising came in, this is in the future, you know, maybe near future, I don't know. But if the earth changes, then there's like a huge waterway that has literally split the United States, and I've seen that for months. In visions and dreams and experiences. I mean, like, experiences are when, like, you really feel like you're there. You can feel the air against your face.
Man.
You're there. In fact, I remember the one of the dreams where I was like, I need to call home and let them know I'm coming home. You know, and I was thinking I was here in the mountains or somewhere, but everything was lower and very green fields. And they had these little stands with homegrown vegetables.
Yeah.
You've probably heard this before. And I asked one of the men, and they looked, you know, Oriental. I said, can I borrow your phone? I need to call my wife and tell her that I'm coming home. I won't be long, you know. But I don't even know how to get back to America. And he looked at me and he said, but you're in America.
Wow.
Totally different climate, you know, farms and fields and clean, nice, you know?
So from what I was understanding, your second dream, you called it, quote unquote, a water wave that split America. Is that what you said?
A waterway that came either quickly or gradually. Maybe it was waters of the deep or the plates of the earth shifting like an earthquake. But glaciers melt and they come down. That water's got to go somewhere. And they probably went down maybe the Mississippi River, is the best I can tell you, the biggest river in America. you know,
all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.
We love you.
We love you guys.